We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And none of that came up when he was
on the... I can probably use the owner's plane now to go
but
there.
But here to address that is the commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. Hello, Mr. President.
Morning, Angelo. How are you?
We never play your music anymore, Donald. I don't know why. I love your music.
Well, I just fired the sound guy. Check your social media. I'm very excited about your Phillies.
Yep.
They signed one of my favorite players and biggest supporters, Jake Arrieta. He's a great American. He's going to make the Phillies great again. You know, he supported me from day one of my campaign, back when he was with the Cubs, and he's got very good penmanship.
I know, but is it real? I mean, we've speculated. He hasn't come right out and said he loves you, Mr. President.
Well, it's implied. By the way, I fired the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, via Twitter.
Yeah, we saw that.
86,000 likes.
Mr. President, I don't think you gauge how... That's not the way you run the government,
well,
I don't think.
It was time. We differed on too many things.
Right.
You know, hopefully Rex saw it.
Yeah.
You know, I did not speak to him directly. I prefer Twitter for firing. We were just at odds on too many issues. Tillerson was becoming a pain in the ass. He called out Russia on the poisoning thing, nerve agent. But Rex is lucky he only got fired compared to what I've subjected some of my other secretaries to, right?
It has been. Well, again, we don't know that, Mr.
Right?
President. That's all speculation.
Hold on a minute while I tweet this out. I just fired the Secretary of Interior.
Really?
He's now the Secretary of Exterior.
Mr. President, that's not the normal way people get released.
But I am officially petitioning the Phillies to build the wall at Citizens Bank Park higher. We're going to build the wall higher. You know, we're gonna, by the way, the National League East has some very good climbers. They're some of the best climbers in the league. They're like professional mountain climbers. We're going to build the wall, and Ivanka will pick out the wallpaper.
Oh. All right, now, wait a minute. Hold on. You want a bigger wall at Citizens Bank Park than we have now?
To protect my Arrieta and his penmanship.
All right, well, it's true, Al, that they'll be harder to hit home runs if it's a higher wall.
Yeah.
So you're already helping him out, Mr. President.
Absolutely. He's a very special guy. He's such a patriot.
Yeah.
You'll never see him using a foreign substance.
Okay,
yeah.
See that, Al?
That makes sense.
That makes sense. So he's very, very American.
So Jake, it's $75 million 3 years. Boy, with that kind of money, we don't need Josh Harris anymore, do we?
Well, wait a minute.
I'm not sure how he's going to get along with that whack job manager, all right?
Well, no, wait. Gabe Kapler?
If Kapler gives Arrieta any nonsense, I'll put an embargo on coconut oil, okay? Hold on, let me finish another tweet. I just fired the paper boy.
You fired the paper boy on Twitter?
On Twitter.
Oh, that's unbelievable, Mr. President. But you know what? You've made it exciting, sir.
Thank you very much, Angelo. You're doing a terrific job.
Well, thank you, sir, very much. I appreciate it. That's the Commander-in-Chief, Al. See Joe Cochran tonight at the Parks Casino. We're going to actually be with one of his people tonight. Eleanor Kerrigan's coming in. I love Eleanor Kerrigan. She's awesome. She's going to be performing tonight at the Parks with Rich Minervini, who I've heard is also pretty fantastic.
He's excellent.
Right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.